Welcome, I'm Rose Aguilar, and this is Your Call. Today, we are talking about two mental health lines that could shut down without continued funding. Later in the show, we'll discuss efforts to save the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline for LGBTQ plus youth. Donald Trump's budget cuts would shut down the line in October. But first, we are talking about California's Warm Line, and this is all about state funding. Since 2019, California's Warm Line has responded to over 500,000 calls, texts, and chats from people seeking help for a wide range of challenges, including anxiety, depression, and substance abuse. The 24/7 Peer Line line helps to prevent an estimated 14,400 ER visits every year, reducing the burden on crisis systems like 911. That saves California health systems $93 million a year, according to the Mental Health Association of San Francisco. Without renewed funding, the California Warm Line could be shut down on July 1st. The Mental Health Association of San Francisco, which runs the Warm Line, is encouraging people to contact California Governor Gavin Newsom and their state senator and assembly member and urge them to support the $20 million annual funding request for the next three fiscal years. One caller said, "Thanks to your support, I've needed it less, meaning I'm doing much better. I would not have made it if I didn't have support from you. Therapy through my support plan, they try, but the therapist cut me off and end the sessions early. I am not worth remembering. You all have held me together." Well, if you need support and you live in California, the Warm Line's number is 855-600-9276. That's 855-600-9276. And we are going to be connecting, hopefully, with Mark Salazar, who's executive director of the Mental Health Association of San Francisco. They have put out a number of requests to save the Warm Line. And if you'd like to join us while we wait to get Mark on the line, if you have used the Warm Line or if you use 988, this critical suicide and crisis lifeline, you can give us a call at 866-798-8255. You can also email your call at kalw.org. So just to be clear, the Warm Line is dealing with state funding issues. And then later in the show, we're going to talk about the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline for LGBTQ plus youth. This is all about Trump's budget cuts. The Washington Post got a hold of a number of budget cuts that would affect health services, and this one would shut down the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline for LGBTQ plus youth. This is all about Trump's budget cuts, but the Warm Line is about state cuts. So the Warm Line needs an additional $20 million. It's an annual funding request for the next three fiscal years. And again, this Warm Line started in 2019. They've responded to over 500,000 calls, texts, and chats from people seeking help with anxiety, depression, and substance abuse. And sometimes it's really about isolation. A lot of people just need someone to talk to. And we're all dealing with personal issues, but then you add the political issues on top of that, and a lot of people are in need of support. In fact, last week on our show, we did another mental health show. This is something that we have covered for years and will continue to cover. We spoke with Dr. Nicholas Rosenlicht. He's got an incredible book out called My Brother's Keeper, and he talked about what we need to do to fix our broken mental health care system. He and so many others are calling for universal health care, which would really help with the mental health crisis in this country. Unfortunately, we know that's not going to happen anytime soon with this current administration. It's hard enough to get it with Democrats in office, but definitely not with this current administration. So we are hoping to contact Mark Salazar, Executive Director of the Mental Health Association of San Francisco. Hopefully he will be connecting with us soon to figure out and find out what they are doing to try to save the warm line. But if you have any questions or comments about these critical lines, if you have used these, they've really only been available in the last 5-10 years. Before all of this, people called 911. And luckily, the 988 number is available. And that has really been a lifeline for people. The California Warm Line, again, is for people who are isolated, need to talk. Maybe they're dealing with anxiety, depression, or substance abuse. And that has really been an incredible line for people who need someone to talk to. And then, as I said, the Trump administration, their budget proposal would completely eliminate all funding for the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That would affect LGBTQ plus youth. And it's a specialized service. It's a federal program that provides emergency crisis support for LGBTQ plus youth considering suicide. And just to let you know, we will be talking about suicide on today's show. And while we're trying to get Mark on the line, our second guest, luckily, is available to join us now. So let's talk about what's happening with the LGBTQ plus youth lifeline. So this lifeline is funded through the Department of Health and Human Services, and they have taken more than 1.2 million calls, texts, and chats since 2022. Suicide is the second leading cause of death among young people aged 10 to 14 and the third leading cause of death among 15 to 24-year-olds. LGBTQ plus young people are more than 4 times as likely to attempt suicide than their peers, according to the Trevor Project. That's an organization that provides information and support to LGBTQ plus young people 24/7 all year round. The Trevor Project estimates that more than 1.8 million LGBTQ plus young people in the United States seriously consider suicide every year, and at least one attempts suicide every 45 seconds. The Trevor Project began providing services through the 988 Lifeline, targeted to LGBTQ plus young people, in September 2022. So joining us to talk about the latest and to find out what we can do to save this lifeline is Casey Pick, Director of Law and Policy at the Trevor Project. Hi, Casey. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I have to say, it's really hard to read that at least one LGBTQ plus young person attempts suicide every 45 seconds?
It's hard to read, but it's sadly true. We know that every year, 1.8 million LGBTQ young people seriously consider suicide.
Wow. This is just devastating. Can you talk about, I mean, everyone has a story, but given that I know this gets a lot of attention in your circle, but it just doesn't get the attention it deserves in the mass media. So can you talk about why these numbers are so high?
So the important thing to know is that LGBTQ young people are not at higher risk of suicide because of anything having to do with them or who they are. These higher rates stem from their experiences in the world. High rates of discrimination, bias, having their lives politicized. We saw the day after the last election in which demonizing transgender youth featured heavily, a 700% increase in young people reaching out to our lines. So this isn't about them. This is about the world in which they live, and they deserve all the support they can get.
Wow. I read this report after analyzing the full day of post-election conversations across your classic crisis services. The Trevor Project saw an overall volume increase of nearly 700% on November 6th compared to the weeks prior. In addition, after analyzing the full day of post-election conversations, election-related content and conversations have increased by nearly 5,200% compared to averages leading up to Election Day. You know, this is so important because during election coverage, I wonder what your thoughts are on this. I was really struck, and this is nothing new to this election. I mean, this has been happening for years, but I'm really struck by the casual way in which many in the media talk about how LGBTQ plus people would be affected by various political bills and legislation that's already been passed. And I've always been struck by how casual these, you know, life-affecting bills, how casual these conversations are. What are your thoughts about this?
It really does surprise me every time I hear it, because I know that regardless of our disagreements on any particular policy, Americans are united by wanting to protect our kids. Nobody wants to do anything that would increase suicidality for any young person, including LGBTQ youth. But that 700% spike we saw the day after the election was the most dramatic surge our crisis lines have ever recorded. So it is important that people are aware that, as the Sondheim song goes, children will listen. Our politics matter. The laws and choices that we make matter. And that's why it's so important that something like 988 and its specialized services for LGBTQ youth not be sacrificed to politics. This is something that really has always been bipartisan and should stay bipartisan.
So let's talk about this budget proposal from the Trump administration. This story was first reported by the Washington Post. This proposal would eliminate all funding for the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline for LGBTQ plus youth. Can you tell us more about what you're learning?
Exactly. So it is a leaked draft budget. So it has not been formally proposed. It is not actually definite, but we are very, very concerned. Secretary of Health and Human Services Kennedy was asked about it earlier today and reiterated the awareness that this was something that had been passed bipartisanly and seemed open to the conversation about protecting these services. What is important to really emphasize here is that these specialized services are not about identity or politics. It's about ensuring the proper care for young people who are at the greatest risk. Just like we have a specialized line for our veterans. If you dial 988 and then press 1, a veteran is connected into a line that is specially trained and equipped to address their unique needs. The exact same theory applies to these specialized services, which have provided care for 1.3 million contacts since they began in 2022.
Wow. And the Trevor Project began providing services through the 988 Lifeline in September 2022?
That we did. We have 27 years of experience in providing suicide prevention and crisis intervention services to LGBTQ young people. And so when the opportunity arose to be involved with 988 specialized services, we had the experience, the training, and the capacity to step into that. Now we are a part of a subnetwork that includes 6 other organizations that help to provide these services to LGBTQ youth free of charge 24/7. Which is so critical given how many of our young people are in communities that are unaccepting or for other reasons may struggle to reach access to support.
And just a few examples of what people have said about this critical 988 line. Someone from California said, "I personally have had my life saved through the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. I might need it again and want others to have it as well." Someone from Pennsylvania said, "My best friend would not be here today without a crisis line. This keeps people alive and is essential." Well, The sad thing is, Casey, the logical question is, why would anyone want to shut a lifeline like this down, given that it does save lives? I mean, how do you answer that question?
Unfortunately, we are living in a time where so often LGBTQ people, our lives and our identities can be politicized. And so we have seen a lot of that happening over the last few years. But really, at the Trevor Project, we are pleading for folks to realize that whatever our disagreements on other topics or issues, suicide prevention is something that can unite us. I am so glad that you read those excerpts of people sharing their personal stories of their experiences with crisis lines, with 988 specialized services. I would like to implore anybody who has a similar story. The Trevor Project is trying to raise those stories up through a petition that we have right now. So if they go to trvr.org/save988, they can sign that petition. And just as importantly, they can tell their story of why a suicide prevention lifeline like this, that is specially trained and equipped to address our community's needs, means so much.
Casey Pick is Director of Law and Policy at the Trevor Project. They provide information and support for LGBTQ plus young people 24/7 all year round. Today, we are talking about efforts to save the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline for LGBTQ plus youth. The Washington Post first broke the story about a Trump budget proposal that would completely eliminate all funding. And if they go through with this, this lifeline will shut down on October 1st. What are you hearing from Capitol Hill? The Hill had a piece about House Democrats who say funding cuts will have lethal consequences. More than 100 House Democrats have urged the Department of Health and Human Services to spare this crisis service from federal funding cuts, calling the plan, quote, ill-advised and dangerous in a letter addressed to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I mean, what else are you hearing from politicians on the Hill?
I was very pleased to see that letter go out publicly yesterday. I am also aware of Republican lawmakers who are reaching out to the administration. Republican lawmakers who were even a part of setting up 988 and ensuring that it had these specialized services for communities like veterans, like LGBTQ young people, because they knew the importance of providing services for those at the highest risk. So this is truly remains a bipartisan issue. The question now is, can we be loud enough? Can we be heard so that those young people who reach out to us will have somebody to hear them?
And on the Senate side, you've got Senators Baldwin, Warren, Markey, and Merkley, Wyden, Padilla, and Reid, who have also sent a letter. They point out exactly like you just said, this is a bipartisan issue. After a successful pilot program, Republicans and Democrats in Congress expanded the LGBTQ plus youth specialized services program to 24/7 operation in fiscal year 2023, before increasing funding from $7.2 million for the pilot to $33 million in fiscal year 2024 on a bipartisan basis. So we're talking about $33 million here for a line that actually does save lives. Can you talk about why the 988 number is so important? Because in addition to that, the Trevor Project also offers 24/7 support. But I'm guessing that you need something like the 988 line because there's just such a huge need out there. We're talking about 1.3 million calls, texts, and chats since 2022.
Absolutely. So, as I mentioned, the Trevor Project has been providing these kinds of services for 27 years now. But there is nothing like the infrastructure and capacity that comes with being part of the federal government. Also, just the fact that 988 is a memorable three-digit number that, like 911, anybody can have at their fingertips. It is, we have the infrastructure where now I walk across a bridge and I see a sign that reminds people that 988 is there for them. And so we have seen just a huge uptick of young people who may not have known the Trevor Project existed, but they were able to see that 988 existed, or they remembered it in that moment, or somebody they loved remembered that number in that moment. So it is vitally important. We have seen since the pilot program, for LGBTQ youth services. We knew that this would be vital, that it would be important. But the volume, the reception that this has received far exceeded anybody's expectations. And at that, we know that there are still all too many young people who need this support who aren't aware of it yet. So what we need now is not to be cutting these resources. We need to be strengthening them.
Today, we're talking about efforts to save the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline for LGBTQ plus youth. The Trump administration's budget proposal would completely eliminate the funding. The Washington Post first broke this story. The Trevor Project estimates that more than 1.8 million LGBTQ plus young people in the United States seriously consider suicide every year. And at least one attempts suicide every 45 seconds. Today, we're joined by Casey Pick, Director of Law and Policy at the Trevor Project. They provide information and support for LGBTQ plus young people 24/7 all year round. If you have any questions or comments about this lifeline and what it will take to ensure that funding is not cut, you can give us a call at 866-798-8255. You can also email your call at kalw.org. Casey, can you give us a sense of just what you're hearing from LGBTQ plus young people now? I mean, to think, I was just looking at the numbers. And it's so important to remember this, that Republicans spent nearly $215 million on TV ads in the election attacking trans rights. I mean, this is just unprecedented. I'm reading right now from Truthout. So going back to what we were discussing before, that you hear about this in the news on a regular basis, especially in the election, attacks on trans people, attacks on LGBTQ plus youth. I mean, in Florida, how many times did you hear about the Don't Say Gay bill? I mean, and I just wondered, what is it like for a young LGBTQ plus young person who might not have support they need in their family or might be bullied at school? How does this affect them?
So we know that young people in general right now are experiencing a mental health crisis. The last 10 years have been incredibly stressful. The increase in polarization, threats of violence, pandemics, all of that. So layer on top of that existing mental health crisis, being part of a community that is being used daily as a political pawn, that is losing access to resources and support. At the Trevor Project, we know that if a young LGBTQ person has an accepting adult in their life, they are much less likely to attempt suicide. But as you noted, there are laws now, like that Florida Don't Say Gay or Trans bill, that make it hard for teachers or school counselors to be that supportive adult. We know that many transgender and non-binary youth are very, very concerned that they'll lose access to the medication that they've had, that they, their parents, and doctors all worked together to decide was the best thing for them. And now that medication may be illegal in their state. Maybe they're not able to have it paid for through Medicaid anymore. And so we have a huge number of LGBTQ people, especially trans and non-binary, who are thinking about leaving their states, leaving their communities behind. And that leads to the kind of fear and isolation and guilt and stress that results in many young people picking up that phone and sending the Trevor Project a text or calling 988.
How are you tracking this? I've heard several stories on NPR about families having to leave states. How are you all tracking this?
Some of it is we just hear it directly on the lines, where a young person will talk about their stress, either moving, having moved, or thinking about moving. We've also seen surveys done of the LGBTQ community trying to get a sense of how they are responding to the current environment that we're in. and regularly see in polling. But for us at the Trevor Project, this is a regular question that we want to keep an eye on, just because one of the most important protective factors from suicide is a sense of social connection. And when your community feels so deeply unwelcoming that you're actively contemplating leaving it or have left it, that is something that we are very concerned about.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. Casey Pick is Director of Law and Policy at the Trevor Project. They provide information and support to LGBTQ plus young people 24/7. And we're talking about a Trump administration budget proposal that would completely end funding for the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifelines LGBTQ plus youth specialized services. This is a federal program that provides emergency crisis support to LGBTQ plus youth considering suicide. At least one young person, LGBTQ plus young person, attempts suicide every 45 seconds. So this really does save lives. And since 2022, they've taken more than 1.3 million calls, texts, and chats. This is Your Call. We'll be back after this. This is Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar. Coming up tomorrow, we'll discuss cancer research under Trump. In an op-ed for MSNBC, Dr. Jalal Beg, an oncologist, says Trump's cuts will devastate cancer research. For decades, it's had bipartisan support, just like we're hearing about today. But there have been a lot of firings at the NIH Clinical Center, the country's biggest research hospital. He says they've already devastated highly promising research work. So we'll talk tomorrow about cancer research and what can be done about the budget cuts. Today, we're talking about budget cuts that could completely eliminate funding for the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifelines LGBTQ plus youth. If you have any questions or comments, you can give us a call at 866-798-8255. You can also email yourcall@kalw.org. Casey Pick is Director of Law and Policy at the Trevor Project. They have been providing information and support for LGBTQ plus young people 24/7 all year round. And they also are involved in saving lives. And this is exactly what this 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline does. Casey, we're getting a few emails from listeners asking, what can we do to save this? I mean, people are so overwhelmed by these head-spinning budget cuts. So there's just a lot of work to be done right now, specifically on this line. What can people do to ensure this funding is not completely cut?
So the first thing they can do is go to trvr.org/save988. That's a petition where we are collecting the signatures of people who believe that 988 is important and a priority. And especially if they can leave a comment that speaks to why they believe that a suicide prevention line like 988 that is specialized for LGBTQ youth is critical. If you have a story to tell, that will go a long way. And share the link with your friends and family around the country. Of course, reach out to your lawmakers and tell them the same story. And finally, just share this story. Let people know that this is happening, because you're right, there is so much going on right now. It is so hard to keep up with various different proposals, but this is something that we can take action on, and this is something that I really do believe we can save if we can break through.
A couple of people are also asking for the website. Can you repeat that?
You can also find all of this at thetrevorproject.org. The short version of the website is trvr.org/save988.
trvr.org/save988. And you can save 988. And you can sign a petition to protect the 988 suicide lifeline for LGBTQ plus youth. Oh, we have an email from Nick who says, why beat around the bush on why this administration does what it's doing? In every case, Their motivation is obviously animus and hatred for anything non-white and non-heterosexual. The last A in MAGA stands for again, as in legalized, normalized hatred again, plain and simple. What are your thoughts on this, Casey? I mean, as you say, Republicans have backed funding for this. And, you know, according to reporting, Republicans who oppose Trump on a lot of these budget cuts or name the issue are afraid to stand up to him. I mean, this, we're dealing with something very different now. In private, they say they oppose these things, but because of death threats, they are afraid to stand up to him. So do you think that Republicans will publicly, or are they publicly coming out saying we need to protect the suicide lifeline?
This is absolutely a challenging political time. But on this topic, I do think that there is room for unity here, for reminding the administration that 988, including specialized services, became law under Donald Trump's first administration. He signed this into law. So in some ways, this is a success that he gets to share in. And so the fact that this has been bipartisan, I will always remember that it was Utah Senator Orrin Hatch who took to the floor of the Senate to make the case for specialized suicide prevention services for LGBTQ young people. So yeah, I understand that it can feel like an uphill battle, but this really is one of those things that everybody can get behind. I am concerned that right now the draft of a budget that would cut this, I think it's just part of what we've seen early in this administration, where some cuts are being made that are not being carefully considered. And that's really what we're asking for here, is to be more cautious and careful in considering how we treat suicide prevention and mental health in this country. Why undo something that has been such a success?
And we were talking before about how media coverage of LGBTQ plus issues affect young people. I can't even imagine what this message sends to young people, that we had this 988 suicide lifeline for you and now it could be gone. I mean, what are you hearing from the young people you work with?
Tragically, the message that it sends to them is the idea that their lives are not worth saving. Mm-hmm. And that is devastating. We cannot allow that to be the message that we send to young people who are already at so much higher risk of considering suicide. We need to send the message that they're perfect exactly as they are, that we stand ready to hear them in whatever their needs or concerns may be, and that they are not alone.
Is there anything else we need to know about what's happening at the state level that's not getting the attention it deserves, given that so much of what's happening in DC right now is just moving so fast, people can't keep up?
Certainly. There actually is a state component to 988, making sure that it is adequately funded, something to the amount of just pennies per cell phone bill, like with 911, is how 988 can be funded. And if federal funding for 988 really does go away, then it's going to be critical that states stand in the gap, that they take up the importance of funding these kinds of programs. And California can really be a leader in that.
How?
Well, there are already considering ways to shift funding to step into it to support specialized services. Also, just crisis services are vital. They are a local program. Much of when you call 988, it gets routed into local support structures, and those deserve our greatest amount of support and awareness, especially if the federal government is threatening these kinds of supports. Then it will be on state and local and also community groups to become that safety net that our communities need.
Well, we're getting a number of emails from listeners who say this is sad and infuriating, and a lot of people are wanting to get involved with this. So if you'd like to sign the petition to save the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline for LGBTQ plus youth, you can go to trvr.org/save988. Before we let you go, Casey, where does this go from here? So this is May 14th, and if this budget is cut, this 988 suicide line will be shut down on October 1st?
That is the possible outcome. So right now, the federal government, Congress, is wrestling over the budget and what this will look like. And I really do want to emphasize that right now, this is a leaked budget draft. So this has not been voted on. This has not been decided. But we have seen the preliminary outline of a budget from the president. That will go to Congress. And then it is Congress that decides how the power of the purse is used. And so it will be Congress ultimately that decides whether to continue to fund this program the way they have year over year since 988 became the National Suicide Crisis Line, or if they will make a change. And they have seen this draft of a budget, but they need to hear from their voters. And that's where we'll make a change.
And again, you can sign the petition at trvr.org/save988. Casey Pick is Director of Law and Policy at the Trevor Project. They provide support for LGBTQ plus young people 24/7 all year round. And they are talking about the Trump administration budget proposal that would completely eliminate funding for the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Again, these statistics are so incredibly important. The Trevor Project estimates that more than 1.8 million LGBTQ plus young people in the U.S. seriously consider suicide every year, and at least one attempts suicide every 45 seconds. So this line is so important. It is saving lives. Casey, thank you so much for your work. Thanks for joining us, and we'd love to have you back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.